Here's a new parak. Here, Kuf Mem Aleph.
I'm a
base here. Noitel. Kuf Mem Aleph.
I'm a base
here. Noitel. So the Mishnah. Noitel Adam es Benoi Po Evin Biyodai. A person is allowed to hold his child even though the child is holding a stone. Hesaf Alpin Bi Evin Biyodai. So Chiddush is, even though when you hold a person it's considered like you're holding the stone also, fair it's mutter. There's no Issa Muks involved. So Drashi b'chotzer, we're talking about carrying him in the chotzer. Le'armina de metalto levin. It's not a shala carrying outside b'shus rabin. It's a shala carrying even in the chotzer in your house. The shala al muksa. Since you're holding your son, that your son is holding your stone, and the stone is muksa, I would think it's also. We'll see in the Gemara kamashba when it's mutter. We'll see in the Gemara when it's mutter. For the kulkola, who I didn't carry a basket for yevin b'toychay. Even though there's a stone inside the basket, still it's mutter. If you have a basket that's full of truma tameya, as long as they're also truma tahira that a kohen could eat, so it's called an eichel on Shabbos, it's mutter to metaltel. It's together, you could carry both of them together. Even though the truma tameya should be muksa, which you can't eat it, but since there's truma tahira here, it's mutter. V'yim ha'chulun. Who are then if there's chulun, they're also treat it's mutter. Because the chulun is a heter, so it's called heter v'yis and mixed together, it's not muksa. We have Yehuda Oimeh Af Malanes HaMeduma V'yechad Umeya. Meduma means you have Truma that fell in, you fell into fell into Chulun. So really Medirais it's Botu Chad Betray. If one apple of Truma fell into other apples of Chulun, so Medirais it's Botu. Medirabonin it's also it's called Meduma. Unless it's Botu V'yechad Umeya. If a one into 100, then it becomes Mutter. So Yehuda Oimer Af Malanes HaMeduma B'yechad Umeya means on Shabbos Yehuda Smuter. Let's say you have this truma of apple that you're not allowed to eat. For you it's also, and you want to throw it into 100 other apples of Chulin, it's Smuter to do Metchil on Shabbos to let you eat the whole thing. We'll see in the Gemara why. So Drashi Af Malanes HaMeduma Saw Truma. You have one Saw Truma Shenoflo Lekuf Shechulin, fell into 100 measurements of Chulin. The Kaimlon the Oila, in such a case, even with the Rabbonin, it's bottle and Umuter. And you're allowed to eat it, the oil. Now, Reb Lezer's b'mechadish, mutal aloyser l'so truma mehen v'shabes, v'yachulu mutorin. And the chulun will be mutar. V'loy amrina masakna v'gemor m'forsh taima. He's talking about a case where before Shabbos, the truma fell into 100 portions of chulun. So since it fell into 100 portions, it was already bottled before Shabbos. But the halacha is, though, you're not allowed to eat from it until first you take out one saw, like in the Rabbanon, it's a din. You take out one saw from here, put it on the side, make believe that's truma, and then the other 100 you're allowed to eat. So even though you didn't take this out before Shabbos, you have less holes on Shabbos, you're allowed to take it out. Reb Yehuda, I mean. Reb Yehuda, I'm af mal nesamaduma b'yech v'meya. In a case where it already fell in one into 100 amounts, so it's bottle. No, but the Rabbanon, you're not supposed to eat it until first you take out one portion here to make believe as this you're taking out the truma. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. And you don't say it's called you being misakin, because without this, you're not supposed to eat it. So who let this be called the ma'isa tikin? Kamashko, no, it's mutter. I will see in the Gemara why. So the Gemara, Omar Rova, hoitzi tinik chai, if you carry out a live child, the kiss totally b'tzavore, and the kid has a kiss, a pocket, a wallet hanging around his neck. The kiss totally b'tzavore. You should know chayiv mishum kiss. You chayiv midirais if you carry him out on the shus rabin because of the kiss. We don't say that the kiss is bottled to the tinik. Because on it here, it's chayiv kusunsi. It's chayiv chatis. Mashenke and tinik meis. Let's say you have a dead child. The kiss totally loy b'tzavoroi, and there's something hanging around his neck. Then potter. Then we say a potter on both. We'll soon see why. So tomorrow, tinik chayiv the kiss totally loy b'tzavoroi. What was the first din? That if you carry out a live child, and if there's a he's carrying something around his neck, he has this kiss, he has this bag around his neck. It's chayiv mishum kiss. Yechayev, of course, is considered like you're carrying out the kiss. For the Gemara of Lechayev Nami Mishum Tinik, why you only Chayev Mishum carrying out the kiss, the big, the who are you carrying out the Tinik? You're carrying him out to the Shus Rabbim. Why aren't you Chayev for the Itzor of the Tinik? The Teretz is, Rovo ke Rebbe Nosim Tzirulei. Rovo holds like Rebbe Nosim. The Yoma Chay Noisi Esatzmoi. As Midiraisa, there's no issue to carry out a live person, because the Svara Chay Noisi Esatzmoi. A live person carries himself like live weight, doesn't weigh so much. So he said as far in Tosfos that this type of Eitzor wasn't in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan they didn't carry live people. So Mel, for this Eitzor, Yechayiv. So Mel, on the Tinnik itself, you potter. No, why Yechayiv? For the kiss. And we don't say the kiss is bottle to the tinnik, because it's not that way. You're going to use the kiss. If someone come, you have a wallet around his neck, you're zichah going to take the wallet off and use it. So the wallet is not bottle to the tinnik. So when you carry out the tinnik and he's wearing this wallet, you're chayy for carrying out the wallet. Shrashi chayy mishum kiss, for loy mishum tinnik. That's one svara. We don't say who's carrying it? The child is carrying it. True, you're carrying the child, but maybe it's not considered you're carrying out the kiss. No, since you're carrying the child that's holding the kiss, it's as if you're carrying out the kiss. You're carrying out the wallet. And soon we're going to ask the kasha from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah is mashna like that. Our Mishnah says you're allowed to carry your child in your house, even though the child is holding a stone. So if you're going to say when you're carrying the child, and the child is holding something, it's like you're carrying out that thing, so how are you allowed to hold your child when he has a stone? It's like you're holding the stone, and the stone is muksa. You're not allowed to hold the stone on Shabbos. So soon the Gemara is we have the kasha and Rava from the Mishnah. As Rava says, when he carry out the tinnik, and he has a wallet around his neck, you're chai for carrying out the wallet, it's considered like you carried out the wallet. So why does the Mishnah say you're allowed to hold your son even though he's carrying a stone? So even though it's in your house, but it should be yosem mishumuksa. I'm soon going to ask. Vaita, what was the next halacha? Mashen came. For the more the kashin of levato kiss lagabi tinnik. What do I care if he's carrying out the kid with the kiss? Why is the chayiv for carrying out the kiss? Why isn't the kiss brought to the tinnik? Milo atnan, didn't we learn? As achayiv b'mita, somebody carries out a live person in a bed on Shabbos in a stretcher, is poter af al mita. He's poter midiraisa for even carrying out the mita. Why? Shamita tfeil aloi. Because the meat is bottled to the person. Like the stretcher is only here for the purpose of carrying the person. It's like bottled to the person. So here also, when you're carrying out your child, even though he's wearing a necklace, he's wearing a wallet around his neck, why do we say Yechayiv Chatis? It's like you're carrying out the wallet. Why isn't the wallet bottled to the goof? The Teretz is, Mita Lagabi Chai Mavatilei. True, you mavatlet there. Like the bed is now for carrying this person, you mavatlet. Mashenken kissed Lagabi Tinikle Mavatilei. But this kiss, this bag, this like wallet you have, even though now it's around the neck of the child, you're not going to leave it there. You zechu want to use it. It's a chashuv zachta kiss. So therefore, the kiss is not bottled to the tinik. So since you're carrying out the tinik, and the tinik is wearing the kiss, it's considered like you're carrying out this wallet, and you're chayy for that. Let's say you're carrying out on Shabbos a dead child. Even though there's a kiss, there's a wallet around his neck, we say potter. Here you're potter. For the Gemara, why? For lachayim mishum tinnik. Eshen is the tearing out a tinnik. So vishleim, if he's alive, we have a svara chay nois yatsatzmai. A live person like carries himself. So that type of oitzor wasn't in the Mishkan, you're potter for such oitzor. But here you're carrying out a dead person. For a dead person, he doesn't hold himself up, so why aren't you chayy for that? And the Gemara, Rav HaKreb Shimon Tzvirulein. Rav HaKreb holds like Reb Shimon. To Yom HaKol Melocha, Shein Tzricha, Legufon, Potter Olein. Every Melocha on Shabbos has to be a Mleches Machshevis, something that you need the goof of the oitzor. Like we said, the purpose of the Melocha in the Mishkan, the Moshel Hoitzor, when they carried out a shovel in the Mishkan, is the pshat because they needed the shovel over there. So they're carrying the shovel through the Rishus Rabbim because they have to use the shovel there. That's called Hoitzor Hatzorach Lagufon. Mashenkin, here's the mace. It's never considered you need the mace outside. It's only the pshat. You don't want the mace to be here. Or we have a Chiddush, even if you're taking them out Lekfura. It's not the pshat that you need the mace for yourself over there. So mele, that's called a melacha she'ein tzrich legufa. You do not need for yourself the actual hoitzor. It's only for the purpose of the mace itself. So that's not daimah to a melachas machshevis and your potter. And every time you carry out a mace, it's always called a melacha she'ein tzrich legufa. Because you don't want to use the mace himself over there. It's not daimah to carrying out a sefer. You'll carry out a sefer to over there. The pshat is, you want to use the sefer there. So that's why you're chayy for it. So mele, here the tinnik on a mace, your potter, it's a melacha she'ein tzrich legufa. Now the Gemara doesn't ask the kasha, why are you potter? I lechura the mace has a kiss, has a wallet around him. So why aren't you chayy for carrying out the wallet? So Rashi says here it's a svara agav merirei mevato le lagabi tinnik shemes. And since the father feels so bad now, he has a tinnik hamace. So when the charm, when this kiss is around his neck, the wallet is around his neck. It's zichasra the father doesn't have das to take the wallet off. Since he's feeling so bad now, he's like Mavatla there. He's going to leave the kiss there. He's not going to take the kiss away. As he feels so bad about the mace, he's not worried about the kiss. So on a tinnik hamace, to swara the kiss is like bottle to the goof. So therefore, for the carrying out the tinnik itself, since he's made, it's a melacha shentzmich l'gufa. So therefore, you put. So the Mora Tanan, it says now in our Mishnah, noita lo demes benoi puevin biyodei. This is negated to your own house, not loved after carrying outside, which is rabin, even in your own house. Even though your son is holding a stone, which is muksa, still you're allowed to pick up your son and carrying around in the house. Is the kasha? Is the chur is a kasha? Why? While Rav has said if you carry out a tinnik to shusarabim and is wearing a kiss, the wallet, you're chayiv, because it's considered like you're holding the kiss. So how can you hold your son in your house when he's holding muksa? Why isn't it considered like you're holding the muksa also? So why is it muta? Have the Gemara Amri Devei Rabbi Yanaim Betinik Sheyesh LeGiguyim Alofit. That the Mishnah says you're allowed to hold your son if he's holding a stone, it's not a pasha the case. It's only like the son has special Giguyim, meaning like he wants his father very much. He feels very close with his father. He gets like homesick, like he's homesick for his father. So it hurts him very much. Left tremendous tsar if the father doesn't pick him up. So now the Rabbanu will make the father allowed to pick up his kid in such a case. What should be the issur? That when you're picking up the kid, it's considered like you're holding the stone, and the stone is muksa. So the mokum tsar for the tinnik, the Rabbanu weren't goyzer on muksa. Trashi betinnik sheish legiguyim alovit. Shim lo yitlenu, if the father wouldn't pick up his son now, yichle, the son would get so crazy, would get sick like. Lo yemidu tiltush, lo yibyadayim b'mokum sakonam. The Rabbanu warned machm here, even though you're touching the muksa, since you're not touching the muksa directly, like you're really holding your son, though your son is holding the muksa. So even though it's called an indirect tiltum, but b'mokum choyli, the Rabbanu will make him. V'yaf agav la sakonas tafoshes gemura, el sakonas choyli. Havad, your son won't die, there's no sakonas tafoshes. But even for such a sakona, also the Rabbanu will make him. For the Mari Hochi, if that's the heter, you can hold your son even though he's holding the Davishon Muksa. Because of a chayla, of a zoymai, imai iri evan. Why does the Mishnah only say the Chiddush when the son is holding a stone? Afilu dinner. What will be if your son is holding a dollar bill? He's holding money. What will be then? Aloma Roma Rava, why did Rava learn? Loishonu, when does the Mishnah say you're allowed to hold your son in your own house? Elo evan. A Chiddush, you're allowed to hold him even if he's holding a stone. But only a stone. Avu dinner also. Let's say your son is holding a dollar bill, he's holding money in his hand, you're not allowed to pick up your son then on Shabbos. It's a shalom, why not? If you say, it's talking about giguyim, where the son has like feelings for father, he's crying away, pick me up, and if you don't pick him up, I get a little sick, so why aren't we mekel even though the son is holding a dinner? The teretz is like this, and tomorrow, even inoflolo loyose yavuya lesuya. If the son is holding a stone, so true. One shaila is when the father picks him up, it's considered like the father is picking up the stone. Let's be he's being metalto muksa. The teretz is since he's not touching the stone directly, the rabbanu will make him. But what's going to be now? Let's say the stone falls down, and the son is right to say, "Give me the stone, give me the stone." So a stone, we're not afraid the father will pick up. A stone is not so chashiv. He's enoughful lo loyosi avui lasuyi. Mashenkin dinner, mashenkin money, enoughful. Let's say the son drops the money. Osi avui lasuyi. We're afraid that the father will be makpud on the money and pick up the money. Therefore, the Rabbanan said, you're not allowed to hold your son if he's holding money. Because there we're afraid that you may pick up the money directly. Now, to touch the muksa directly, the Rabbanan warned Mekub and Mokim such a sakona. Like, it's not really a sakona shes in the fashis. It's time your son will get a little bit sick. So if it's only a shayla of holding your son, even though he's holding muksa, the Rabbanan will make him. But when your son is holding money, we're afraid maybe the son will drop the money and you'll come to pick up the muksa. So we were afraid you'll pick it up mamish, the other Rabbanan were make it. So Rashi Yosla Suye, the time alav mishum tiltlu, it's not a shalas muksa. The afilu li oichse biyodai, the atinek malach viraglev osir. Even in the case where your son is walking and you're just holding your son's hand, is also Osele Rava. Rava holds you're not allowed to hold your son's hand and walk with him when he's holding money in his hand on Shabbos. Why? Dilma Nofel, maybe your son will drop the money. For Yosele Asui, you'll come to pick it up. The Chivan, the last Sakonas of Hoshe, is who Leshari Bei Tutel. They weren't Matthew such a Tutel like this. It's only a stone. There, we're not afraid if it falls down, you pick it up. But money, we're afraid you'll pick it up, so it's us to hold your son or even walk with him, holding his hands when he's holding money. The more time you come to the Rava, we don't also raya to Rava. Hamoitzi kelov mikufolim. If you're taking out your clothing folded up on you, umenochem al kseifa. Instead of wearing your shirt, you have your shirt folded on your shoulders. Or else v'sandole v'tabosse biyodei. You're holding your shoes or your rings in your hand. It's chayiv. That's called the regular itzah. You're not wearing them. You're holding it in your hand. You're chayiv chatis. If you're wearing your clothing, avad with potter, here chur potter means mutter also. Trashi potter, the begodah bottle agabei. For yolov potter krev nosin. That's right. Now, hamoitzi odam v'kelev, let's say you carry out a person though, and the person is wearing clothing, olov, v'sandole v'raglo, v'tavosa v'yodav potter. As midiraisa, it's mutter, because when you carry out a chai, we always say the svar like Rav Nosin, chai noisi esatmoi, a person is carrying himself, midiraisa, it's mutter. The person is wearing clothing. Since the person is wearing the clothing is bottled to his goof. So since you're potter for carrying out his goof, you're potter on the clothing also. Even though midirabon, you shouldn't do it, but midiraisa, it's mutter. Other v'ilu hoitzien k'moishen chayiv. Mashmach, you carry out your friend. And your friend is not wearing the shirt normal, no, the shirt is folded on top of his shoulders. The shirt is on top of him, then you would be chayiv chatis. Oh, why are you chayiv chatis? Who are you carrying? You're carrying your friend. The clothing is on top of your friend. So it's a mashma nachm l'raya t'rova. That when you hold your friend, if he's holding something, it's considered like you're holding that chayfetz. So you're not allowed to carry out your friend if he's holding something in your hand. It's the same thing like we said before, Rava. That if you carry out a tin chay, and he's wearing a kiss, he's wearing a wallet, so you're chai for that. It's considered like you're carrying out the kiss. So there's a riot to Rav Rosom. If you carry out your friend and he has clothing folded on his shoulders, you're chai. Right. The Mishnah says, Kilkolo v'yevim b'toichi. You're allowed to pick up and carry a basket, even though there's a stone inside it. Fredigmar v'yamai. Tehevi kilkolo bosses l'dov rosor. Hey, since the stone, numal is muksam, so the stone is on top of a basket. So why don't we say the basket becomes muksa? Since you have a dovra muksa on top of something else, the bottom thing becomes muksa, that's bosses. So why isn't the kakola also? Omar Rabba Barbachonom, Om Rab Yechin Hocha Bikakola, Malaya Peris Askinen. We're talking about we're inside the basket, it's full of Peris. So Mel, the basket is like bosses to two things. What's inside the basket? Peris. What's on top of it? The stone. So this basket is like holding up two things. It's holding up a dovra heter Peris. And it's also holding up the stone. So in such a case, there's no risk of bosses. His int is holding up the peris, that's mutter. So drashi malaya peris, the ikar nath is bosses the peris. As the ikar purpose of this basket is to hold the peris. Hilkach even metatelis. Therefore, the stone you could touch. Agav kli, because of the kli of peris, shumutter. Hey, since the kli is a mutter, the kli, and inside the kli you have peris, and that's the robe, so now it's not called muksa here, it's mutter to metatelis. Good, it's not called bosses, but I call upon him when you're moving around this keli, you are moving around the stone inside it also. So we should have a better etza. Why don't we throw everything out? Empty out this basket now. Empty out the peris. And empty out the stone also. And then when the tin will be a dayim. And then you'll pick up the peris, put it back in the basket, so you won't have to come to carry around the oven. Hey, what's that to carry the oven? What for? Let's empty out everything now, and you'll pick up just the peris, put it back into the basket, and just carry the head to the basket. So drashin, the tin will be a dayim. You lock them, yalor, it's piyodov. The yachzira lekukola. The yataltlam. The lomo atiru evan atatl agav kli peris. Why were they mad you had to carry this basket with the oven inside it? As if you had like a tims had to get rid of the oven, that should be better. Now the Gemara Enechanami, Nehetz Nekimta Kidder Rebbe Loi. Omar Rav, the Peris Hamutanofim. We're talking about like Peris that if you empty them out on the floor, they will get dirty, they will get squashed. So these ripe figs. Now if you empty them out, they'll start to get squashed and you can't eat them. So really you don't have an Eitzah to empty them out. Therefore, since you can't empty out the peris on the floor, nor you want the peris are inside the basket, even though there's a stone inside it, you're allowed to move the basket the way it is. Because the ikka tutl is on the basket with the peris, which is never heter. So the marahochinami the peris amatunofim. I'll tell you in the kimta where the peris will get dirty if they're poured out on the floor. Faita, pulinarino niure, fatamastamakasha. Why don't we shake around the basket and try and knock out the stone? Try and knock it out just by moving it around. Hey, don't empty out the peris on the floor. Just shake around the basket to try and get the stone to fall out. The reason why you don't have to do that, we're talking about where there was a hole in the basket. On the side of the basket, there was a hole. We're talking about a hechatimsa that the stone was fixed into this hole to block the hole. So Melo Tzvara, the Yevim becomes part of the basket. That's why there's no Shiloh of Muktzah here. That's why we're not worried about trying to knock out the stone. Because the stone now is part of the basket. Yeah. It's secured inside the hole, so now it became part of the basket. Vayitzeh Metaltlin Truma. Mishnah says in the latter touch Truma. Omer Rav Chizda. The Mishnah says you're allowed to touch Truma Tumeya, even though on Shabbos you can't eat, you can't do anything with Truma Tumeya. So the Chur Shublai Muksa. We're talking about you have a basket full of two things. There's Truma Tahira, which that is Mutter, a Kohen can eat it, so it's called a Meichel, and you have Truma Tumeya. You're allowed to touch such a basket. So the Gemara Lashon, when is the Mutter? Ela Shetahira Lamata, when the Torah Dika Truma is on the bottom of the basket. O Tumeya Lamala, and the Talmud Dika is on top. So since you can't touch the Tumeya by itself, we'll matter you to move the whole basket, we'll matter you. Let's say the other way. The Torah Dika Truma was on top, and the Torah Dika Truma was on the bottom. Then the Yetzer is Shokul Le Torah, V'Shavuk Le Tumah. Then you have no heter to pick up the whole basket the way it is, because what do you got to pick up the bottom part? The Tumeya, just take out the top Truma, which is Torah, which that's an Oichel occurring to you today, and only be metal to that. But the bottom part of the basket, the Truma Tumeya, you have to leave there. Then you wouldn't have this heter to pick it up. For the Gemara, same kashas now. V'chitorah lamata fuel in the case where the Torah is on the bottom, nami. What are you saying? You have had to pick up the old basket the way it is and carry it. The same eitzah. Lishadinu, let's empty out the old basket right now on the floor. For the naktinu, and then we'll pick up only the truma Torah, which is edible on Shabbos, and we'll only be metal to that. Amar Rabbi Eloi, this is where Rabbi Eloi said is in. Amar Rabbi Peiros Hamatanofa Maskinin. We're talking about Peiros. If you empty them out, the law gets fulfilled. They get dirty. You can't eat them anymore. So now that's not an eitzah to empty them out. Therefore, since you can't move it any other way, they will mark you to move this basket. Since you're moving a basket that bosses to a dover heter, there is truma over here. It's not look, so you can move it around. Meisvei mitaltlin truma tumeya ima Torah v'yimachulun. You let him move around Truma Tumeya, even though that's Muksa, but since it's mixed with Tahira, which you are allowed to eat, or with Chulin, that's regular Eichel, it's Mutter. Bein Chetera Lamalo, U Tumeya Lamata, so it's a Shver, even though the Tahira is on top, and the Tumeya is on bottom. So even though here the Chur Yavdi Eitzah just pick out the top parts of the Tahira, and only carry that, still no, we say you're to carry the whole thing. This is the kasha. Bein Chet Tumeya Lamalo, whether this is good, whether the Tumeya part is on top, U Tahira Lamata. Is the Churdo to you to the Reb Chizda? As here it says, claw that you're allowed to touch it, even though the Torah is on top. And we don't tell you, Stam, take out the Torah and leave the other ones alone. We say, no, you can take the whole thing the way it is. It's like Kes from Reb Chizda. Omelok Reb Chizda, I tell you, Mas Nisin Litzera Gufay. The Mishnah that says you could pick it up means right now all you need is just the Truma Torah. You only need the Gufa, the Truma. So now, if you have this basket here, that the top part of it is the Truma Torah, and all you need is just the top, so all you have had to is just to take the top. You have no right, in this case, to take the Coca-Cola. What do you have to carry those things, carry the bottom part of the Tumeya also? Just take out the top part, and use the top part. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. Well, you only need the Truma itself. So now, there's no head to take the whole thing. Mashen came to Breisah. Braisa, the tzarech mekaymai. The braisa that was talking about, you need the mokum where the basket is. There is the basket right now is either in the middle of your living room, and you want to use the mokum where the basket is, or else it's in between barrels there. So that the teretz says you can't empty it out and pour it down on the floor, because for kid, you need the mokum where it is. Like you want to get this whole Coca-Cola out of here right now. It's in your dining room right now, and you want it to be clean there. But since you want the tzarech mekaymai, you can't say just take the top part and leave it there. If I can't, you want to use this mukum. So since you're allowed to touch it, as ika muksa, it's called you're touching the kli, and the kli is bosses to two things, davar het and davar mutar. So tzarech mekaymai, you're allowed to move the whole kli out of here. That's trying the brisa. Hey tzarech mekaymai, you want the mukum where it is. So Rashi brisa tzarech mekaymai. Shet tzarech lemukum akli. You want the place where the kli is. If the basket is in your dining room, you want the whole basket out of here. You want to use the dining room now. Mishom. Mel, in such a case, the Rabbanu were makel to take this whole basket out of here, because it's not called the basket, it's Bosses Ledover Osser, because there's not only Truma Tumeya here, there's also Truma Torah. So, Al's Hilchas Bosses is considered Bosses to two things, the Dover Is and Dover Heter. So, we have no other Hechatimsa but moving the whole thing, the Rabbanu were makel. So the Gemara, my duchu the Rav Chisda, lukum masnitzin tzarech gufay, latzarech gufay, has good. So the Chura Brisa is very good. Now, Tzakasha, why does Rav Chisda learn our Mishnah not like the Brisa? What was Machriach Rav Chisda to say our Mishnah is talking about? You just want the guf of the peris. That's all you want. So Mela, where the Tahira is on top of the basket, we're saying you have no heter to take the whole basket. No, just take the top, Truma Tahira, because that's all you need. Mechitesh, that's from the Mishnah. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about where you want the Mokum also. The Mishnah says you can metaltum. There's Truma umetaltum and Truma Temei Yematahira. Maybe it means the Gamri. You want the Mokum. So tomorrow, my Rava Masnitzin Kavosei Daik. No, the Mishnah is good like the Chizda. The Sefer says the next Mishnah. Moye Shal Hakar. If you have money on top of your pillow, is Menayir a Sakar, you're allowed to shake your pillow, Vehein Loifless, and they'll fall off it. That's called a Tiltum in Atzad. That's Mutl Tzarech Dover Amutr. As if you want to use your pillow, and you have money on top of the pillow, so you can't touch the money, that's Muksam. You're allowed to take the pillow and shake the money off. When do we say you have to shake the money off when all you want to use is only the pillow itself? Let's say the pillow again is on top of your table. The pillow is on top of your table. And on top of the pillow there's money. So there you can't have Netzer's time shake off the money because the money will fall on the table. And you want to use the makam now. So in the case where you want to use the makamai, metaltle biyodin olav. Then you're allowed to pick up the whole pillow and carry it away because you want the makam here. So the next part of the Mishnah, the next Mishnah says you're only allowed to shake the pillow. Why only shake the pillow? Why can't you pick up the whole pillow? Because the next Mishnah is talking about where you don't want the makam where the pillow is. The pillow is someplace you don't care about the makam where it is. So I care. The pillow's in the closet and you want to take the pillow out of the closet to use it. So that's why the only heter is to menayir. You have to first shake off the money because you don't care if the money falls there in the closet, and then you'll use the pillow. So you see, for the next Mishnah, we're talking about Sarah Gufay. All you want to use is just the pillow itself. You don't care where it falls off. It's a Mela, the first Mishnah also, is talking about all you want is just the guf of the true Matoira. You don't care about the Mokum. So that's what the Mishnah says, you carry the whole basket. So the Chizda is only where the Torah is on the bottom. So you can't grab it. But where the Truma Tehoira is on top, you could just grab the top. That's all the heter is. Now, since the next part of the Mishnah, the Seif of the Mishnah, is talking about Tzarech Gufay, where you just want to use the pillow, but you don't care for the Mokum, where the pillow is, our first Mishnah also, that says you could move. This Truma Torah is not talking about where it's in your living room and you want the mokum where it is. It's talking about it's in the side room. You don't care about that mokum. Now the point is you still want to eat Truma Torah now. So as we say, if the top of the barrel has the Truma Torah, you're only allowed to just take the Truma Torah. When can you move the whole barrel? Only when the Truma Torah is on the bottom. So therefore the Truma Tameya is on top. So you can't touch that. That's muksa. Then you have a right to carry the whole basket the way it is. Yeah. We have If you just said it's in the Mishnah, in the case where you have truma that fell into 100 particles of chulin, so halacha is its bottle right. And even with the rabbanon, you're allowed to eat it. If you have one apple of truma, if it falls into 100 apples of chulin, so halacha is its bottle, even with the rabbanon, and you're allowed to eat all the apples. But the halacha is, though, before you eat it, you have to be mala. You have to take out one apple and put it aside, like make believe that one's the truma, and you can eat the other 100. So if you didn't do this before Shabbos, if you have you told you allowed to do this on Shabbos. Why can you take out now one apple and make this like the truma? Hakom esakin, look who you be misakin now on Shabbos. Just like the loch is, you're not going to take off truma v'chal on Shabbos. If you have peret ratevel and you forgot to take off the truma semaisis, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos because as daima to misakin, like you're fixing the peret. Since you can't eat it without taking off the truma, with the rabbanon, it also looks like you're fixing the peret. Here also, since you can't eat these peris without first taking out one apple to make believe that's the truma, so if you do it on Shabbos, you'd be misakin. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's muta? And the Gemara of Yehuda Krebel Eliezer Srule. I'll tell you, Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Shita Srebe Eliezer. To Yoma Truma Be'enei Machta. It's always considered like the truma is separated by itself. Truma Be'enei Machta means it's always in one place. It's never like mixed all together. So since it's always in one place, it's never called tikkun. It's always considered the truma is on this side, and everything else here is mutter, so therefore it's not called yibim istakin. It's not mixed together. It's considered one that's truma is separated by itself. What's the right? It's none. So truma shenoflo lepochos mimeya. If one saw of truma fell into, let's say, only 80 or saws of truma. It's fell into less than 100. Vinidmos.